Here he is, your host for the most explosive podcast on YouTube, the YouTube Cruiserweight Champion, Jay Nitro!
You guys, it's been a minute. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, the YouTube Cruiserweight Champion, Jay Nitro. Welcome back to the 100% Real Podcast, where we keep it 100% real. Today is this episode. Sorry if I'm stuttering a little bit, but this episode right here is it's gonna be wholesome because this person. I haven't talked to this person in years. It feels like years. So we finally came back in touch with each other. We go a long way back. She is very, very inspirational at times. But here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Lee Nitro Vlogs.
Hi!
What's going on? How have you been?
I've been really well, actually.
That's good. That's good. Staying healthy?
Somewhat.
Hey, for those that don't know, Lee is an amazing person, really down to earth. Once you get to know her, she's kind of weird, just a little bit, but you know, it's okay. We're all weird inside. We're all weird.
A little bit crazy.
Yeah, that too. She likes to ride on the back of shopping carts, but not the point. We are here today because we somewhat, quote unquote, reunited.
Yes, you did.
Where have you been?
I was actually up in West Virginia for about 4 months.
4 months? Dang, that's crazy. I don't think I've ever been to West Virginia.
It's not the best. It just depends on what area you go to.
True. So how's where you are right now with Corona and everything going on in the world right now?
Right now we're in a hot spot for it, so.
That's crazy. So I heard there's a new trampoline park there called Big Air. What is that like compared to the one that's already there?
It's way better. They've got about 30 activities there that you can do. They've got rock climbing.
Holy shit.
Like a huge hang glider you can go down. They've got so many things you can go. They've got a little shark you can ride, like a bull. It's amazing.
That's awesome. So the people don't know, we've actually met in person a couple of times, but we didn't really know that. Yeah, we didn't really know what was going on. We didn't know at all who was who and what was what. We didn't know. Yeah.
Nope.
We met at Rock and Jump, you guys. It was a weird time, but we came back around full circle and now we're like the best of friends.
Yeah, I was 14 when we met.
She was a youngin'.
Yep, a little one.
She was a youngin'. But. Yeah, so me and Lee, we met. It was
2016.
It's been that long?
Yeah.
Holy crap. What I do know is she was doing something with paint and blamed it on her cat.
Lovely paint spilling incident.
That was the funniest story. And it was funny because I witnessed it.
For my school, and my paint spilled. And then the cat jumped on the table at the moment. And so I was like, oh, just blame it on the cat. Whatever. They didn't believe me. They knew it was me.
Yeah, because then how could a cat do that? Unless the cat got scared and just frantically ran all over the place, which I find hilarious. So what have you been up to the past couple years since we didn't talk?
Not much. Just same old, growing old, older and older.
I see you cut your hair.
Yes, yes, I did.
Don't know why.
She, inches of my hair off.
She's always doing stuff without my permission.
Yep.
And that's always. That's always. But Lee don't care. She don't care.
Nope. No, I do not. Because I'm me and I do what I want.
And now she used to care what I thought. Now she just doesn't care at all what I think. She's just like, you know what?
You know, I just do me. I just do what I want.
Yeah, you're like Uzi. No, I do what I want. Yeah, I know what I want. I really don't like that song. But
especially a death note that went around today about Lil Uzi versus supposedly dying. It was a death note, so.
Come on, people. So who are your biggest influences in life?
Probably my mom. I'd say you.
Yes, sir.
You and my older brother.
So tell the people why I'm your inspiration in life.
You seem to not really care about other people's opinions. You do what you think is right and what makes you feel best. And I look up to that.
Yeah, Lee's my mini-me, for those that don't know.
Yes.
When she's around me, it's always a weird but fun time.
Lil J.
If I could adopt this child, I would. I would, in a heartbeat.
Like little Lee J, so I'll be little LJ.
Oh, yeah, that could work.
That could work.
I guess that can work. I guess that I'm over here crying right now, but I guess that can work. We can make that work.
It will.
We'll have some Lil LJ merch. Speaking of merch.
Oh my god, actually, yes. Speaking of Lil LJ hoodie, we should customize that.
Speaking of merch, you guys listening right now, you guys can go get some J Nitro merch. Lee, I'll send you the link and everything so you could go cop some merch.
I'm broke. Okay, Lee.
I just got it. I just got what you said. But I'll send it to you anyway, just in case you decide, you know, hey, maybe I want this.
You should buy it for me.
I should. Maybe I will.
That's my house.
The fact that I was supposed to give you that GoPro, but I gave it to my niece because we took too long. But I'm trying to find another camera for you.
I still have the GoPro framed.
Actually, I'm going to see if I can find another GoPro to send it to you. Okay?
Got it.
I got to make sure I can find the right one for you. So you can go ahead and start your YouTube shit.
How would I upload that stuff to off the GoPro then?
Oh, it's easy. You just plug it in. Like, it comes with like a USB cord, so you just plug it into the GoPro, and you get the stuff. Oh. Yeah. And then they have an app for it too, so that's you know, they have an app for everything these days.
Yes, they do. Why do you sound like your grandma?
No, my bad. I didn't mean to sound like that. But guys,
love you, Grandma.
I love you too, grandbaby. But guys, I think this will be a wrap for right now. But anything you would like to say, Lee, before the thing is over?
I love each and every one of you. And you'll always be my favorite. Keep it too sweet. And we always stay in this world.
Lee, we don't say that anymore.
We don't say that.
No, we don't say beast mode anymore, Lee. Yeah.
Dang.
That's how long it's been.
Long?
It's been that long, Lee. We stopped saying beast mode a long time ago. The new thing is, and everybody else on the podcast knows it, hey, this is the podcast that keeps it too sweet. Make sure you super kick your friends. Tell them that they are the best and that we are O-U-T. Out.